written to all of you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am truly happy and thankful to the Lord for your prayers, for your encouragement, and for your kind support. We truly thank God that this year my family and I could join two last church camp, and we are really blessed when we listen to God's word and we had fellowship with all of you. I'm also thankful to the Lord for this special privilege to minister God's word to you this morning. Let us look at the text in John chapter 4. We see that Jesus Christ did not despise the Samaritan woman. Not at all. And he came to save sinners. And Jesus Christ showed her the way to worship the living and true God. Jesus says to her, "Woman, believe me." Jesus also says to you and me today, this morning, "Believe me." Do you and I really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word? Jesus says, "The time is come and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh or is seeking such true worshippers to worship Him. And for God is a spirit. They who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." So my dear brethren, God is seeking the true worshippers. We thank God for His grace and mercy. He has sought us and has chosen us and has brought us into His fold to enjoy His loving care under our good shepherd. But God is seeking the true worshippers. He is seeking the true worshippers. It means that not all are true worshippers, not all. So, are you and I the true worshippers? Any one of us wants to be regarded, to be respected as a true and honest person, a true worshipper, and no one wants to be labeled as a liar, as a hypocrite, as a false worshipper, a false pastor, a false believer. No one. But nowadays we see many churches do not know that they are deceived. They believe that only their churches are true and the rest are not, the rest are false. For example, we see that Roman Catholics or Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons and many other groups, they always think that only their churches are true. It means that only they are true worshippers and the rest are not. Is that true? Absolutely not. Before we left Brisbane for Singapore, we received a tract or flyer in our mailbox. It is from the Church of Christ with the invitation inviting to their gospel meeting. And they wrote, "The Church of Christ is the only true church in the world." So my dear brethren, it is dangerous, it is serious if we think that all we are true worshippers, but actually before God we are not. And many others think that all are worshippers, all are true worshippers, regardless of their faith, their beliefs, their doctrines. So they welcome all with their ecumenical mindset. All religions are good, all Bible versions are good. So they welcome all. So, my dear friends, all are true worshippers, aren't they? No. No. How do we know? We thank God that the words from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the true worshippers who worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Maybe you and I have listened to this passage many times already. Sometimes we take God's word for granted. For example, when I say, "For God so loved the world," and you remember the rest, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And sometimes we miss the blessing from God's word because we think that, I know that verse already. I know that passage already. And we miss the blessings from God's word. If we listen to John chapter 3 verse 16 again, do we appreciate more of His love? Is our heart touched by His love and His salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ? So in Isaiah chapter 66 Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2, God says that to this man I looked, to him who is a poor and of a contrite spirit, trembled at my word. So do you and I really trembled at God's word when we hear God's word, even from from the children? So may God help you and me to tremble at His word, even though we may listen or may hear God's word many times already, so that we shall not miss His blessings. So this world is full of lies and deceit. Why? And even many do not know that they are deceiving themselves. Through God's word, we know that it is because of the heart of man. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Even ourselves also cannot know without the Holy Spirit and without God's truth. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And the second reason, Satan or the devil deceives the whole world. He deceives the whole world. He is a liar and the father of it, the father of liars, of lies. So he even disguises himself as an angel of light, looking very nice, very upright, very glorious, but full of deceit, turning many away from the living and to God, and turning many away from God's word. So many friends, we must be cautious when we are living in this world of deceit, of deception. The Bible or God's word has warned us in this end time with false prophets, false Christ, false teacher, false apostles, deceitful workers, false accusers, false witnesses, even false brethren. And we may add false worshippers. So are you and I true worshippers before God? So what does it mean when we must worship God in spirit and in truth? First, in order to worship God in spirit, we have to be born again. Maybe you hear this message again and again. In Brisbane BBC, I always remind the brethren, you must be born again. Even in the family worship, I remind my wife and the children, you must be born again. Why? Because if we are not born again, how can we worship God? Unbelievers are dead in trespasses and in sins. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. So they can never truly know God and know God's truth. They can never truly understand God's word. How can they worship God? How can they come to worship God in reverence? They just come, like to come to an entertainment center and they dance. They can never worship God decently and reverently if they are not born again. When we come to the worship, my dear friends, do we come our reverence? We come to the living and true God. He is above, we are below. We come with a humble spirit, a humble heart. Unbelievers cannot have that attitude because they are not born again. Only you and I are born again. We have the joy. Oh, tomorrow is the Lord's day, we shall come to worship God, our living and true God. We shall have joy in our heart. We are able to love Him. We are able to love His word, His truth. And we have a new desire to glorify Him. We have a desire to serve Him. If we come to worship like doing a duty with a heavy heart, my dear friends. Are we true worshippers before God? Only when we are born again by God's word and by the Holy Spirit, we are able to know God. We are able to pray to Him. We are able to understand Him, His will and His truth. And we are able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So if any one of you are not sure that you are born again, Jesus Christ is still standing at the door of your heart. Maybe you have heard of Him many times, and His invitation, His calling many times, but have you opened your heart to welcome Him into your heart, into your life, as your Savior, as your Lord, as your personal Savior and your personal Lord, to control your life, to control your heart, to control your thinking, to control your motives, to control your ambitions, your desires, and your life. And Jesus Christ is still standing at the door of your heart, and He is knocking. If he who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come unto him and sup with him, and have fellowship with him, and he with me. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. And he is able to save you. Many churches nowadays fail to emphasize the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church invites many, come to the Lord and be saved. Come to the Lord. Just say a prayer of sinners and you are saved. But after that, they are the king of their lives. They still do what they want to do. They still watch or read or listen to what they like. They still go wherever they like, regardless of the Lord and His word. So many friends, Jesus says again and again, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So we have to submit ourselves to the Lord, my dear friends. We must be true believers who are born again and submissive to the Lord and to His word. So in order to be true worshippers, we must be born again, my dear brethren. And we should make sure that we are born again. We truly thirst for Him and thirst for His word. We truly live by Him and His word. We cannot live without Him and His word. And when we fail to do His word, we have no peace at home. We have to come back to Him in repentance right away. We want to honor Him. We want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be born again, my dear friends, so that we may have such motives and desires. And next, we have to worship God in truth. In order to worship God in spirit, we have to be born again. Because Jesus says that that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So in order to worship God in spirit, we must be born by the Holy Spirit and by God's word. So, next, we have to worship God in truth. in truth. What does it mean to worship God in truth? All of us have known that Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. So Jesus is the truth. So we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We worship God the Father. We worship God the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. The system of worship in the world, we can see two systems. One is human or worldly worship, and one is godly and biblical worship. And we can see in Genesis chapter 4, and we can see Cain and Abel. Abel worshiped God. What did he offer? A blood shedding sacrifice. He truly acknowledged his sins. And he truly believed in the coming salvation of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says that by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent offering than Cain. And God accepted Abel and accepted his offering. And the sacrifice is the Lamb of God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ must be the center of our worship, my dear friends. If we are true worshipers, Jesus Christ must be the center of our worship, not anyone else. Jesus Christ must be trusted, must be promoted, must be glorified, must be preached and taught. Paul says that we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. So my dear friends, when we come together and we worship God, do we truly turn our eyes to the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we truly honor Him and worship Him and submit ourselves to Him as our Lord and Savior? We see Cain also offered the sacrifice, but it was not the blood-shedding sacrifice. So he trusted in himself. Even though his offering was the best of the labor of his hand, but he was rejected. He was rejected, and his offering also was rejected. So many churches, many religions in this world, and many worshippers, if they fail to humble themselves and they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ only, if they trust in themselves, in their abilities, they also are rejected by the holy and righteous God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, I shall read unto you 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, build up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So, my dear friends, we offer up spiritual sacrifices, our prayers, our singing of hymns, our service, our labor for Him, and our worship, and our labor, and our offering are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, because we trust in Him, we trust in His merit. So we should not think that, oh, we go to church to worship Him, we do Him a favor, no. Or we will offer Him our tithes and offerings, we do Him a favor, no, my dear friends. We have to see that on what we do for Him, even our lives, our worship, only can be acceptable by Jesus Christ. So we come together in His name. We trust in Jesus Christ. We trust in His name. It is said that many ecumenical churches, they come together because of other churches, other faiths and beliefs. So they worship God and they pray, but not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not at all. So will God accept their worship or their offering? Never, because we are totally sinful and God is holy and righteous. So my dear brethren, if you and I are true worshippers, not only we are born again, but we also come to worship God with our fully trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him and what He has done for us on the cross, and His resurrection and His attraction for us in heaven. Now with such humble attitude, God will look unto us and He accept us, accept our worship and what we have done for Him. So do you and I truly submit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ? And is He the center of our worship and the center also of our lives and our service? The center of our heart, our thinking, the center of our motives, the center of our even our family lives at home? Jesus must be the Lord. And next, my dear friends, our true worship must have the Word of God. The Word of God also the center of our worship. Because God's Word is truth. We have to worship God in truth. It means according to God's Word. Nowadays, many churches cannot endure listening to God's Word. So they like to listen maybe one verse, and after that, they want to hear what pleases their ears, entertains their ears. Interesting stories, exciting testimonies, so that they may feel good. So God's Word is not the center of their worship. And they are willing to invite any speakers, no matter what he believes. As long as he is popular and he is about to draw many to the church, So many friends, do you and I truly honor God's word and submit to God's word? We may hear a passage, a commandment again and again many times, but do we truly submit to God's word? For example, God says, love not the world and the things of the world. And he who loves the world, the love of God is not in him. Do we hear that verse many times already, but do we really submit to God's word? So may God help you and me to honor God and to honor God's word, not only in our worship, but also in our lives. David shared his experience in Psalm 138, verse 2. I will worship thee. I will worship toward thy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So worship God and praise his name and magnify God's word. But nowadays we see many do not honor God's word. They even dare to criticize God's word, question God's word, cast doubt on God's word. They even preach against God's word. So do they honor God's word? Do they magnify God's word? Are they true worshippers before God? So may God help you and me not only know God's word, honor God's word, but we must truly submit to the authority of God's word. God's word must be the foundation of our worship, the foundation of our doctrines, the foundation of our spiritual lives and our ministry, our service. And God's word endures forever. And if we trust in God's word, we can stand. Jesus says, he who hears my saying and does it, I will liken him like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And what happened? My dear brethren, what happened? The flood came and the rain descended and the wind blew, but the house did not collapse, can stand still. So the more we know and we do God's word, the wiser we are, and the firmer foundation we are building our spiritual lives. So may God bless us, be gracious and merciful to us, and help us to be true worshippers. And next, my dear friends, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit is truth. So we have to trust in the Holy Spirit in our worship, and we shall not trust in ourselves. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul says that we worship God in spirit, rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, and have no confidence in the flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. No at all. But many churches nowadays, especially the charismatic churches, they have confidence in the flesh. Maybe in their worship, they praise the Lord, praise the Holy Spirit, but they trust in the flesh. Why? Because they worship God according to their ways, their old ways, and worldly ways. They bring in worldly entertainments to the church. That is not the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That is not according to God's word. Jesus confirms in John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the Holy Spirit, it is the Spirit that quickens or gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. And the words that I speak unto you, they are the Spirit and they are life. So my dear friends, only the Holy Spirit quickens or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing before God. So if we know this truth, when we worship God, we shall humble ourselves. Even I have to humble myself. I know that without the Holy Spirit, my preaching is vain. It's vain. I have to humble myself and look unto Him and trust in Him alone. Only the Holy Spirit is able to convict you and me of our sins when we read God's word. Only He who is able to guide us into our truth and to help us know more about God and to fear God, to love Him, and able to keep God's word, able to overcome ourselves, overcome temptations, and overcome worldliness. So the Holy Spirit is our helper, is our comforter. And that is God's grace and mercy unto you and me. But sometimes we just in our flesh. Only the Holy Spirit can open our eyes and we can see God's holy presence in our midst, and we can worship God with fear and trembling. Only the Holy Spirit is about to tune our hearts to sing praises to God meaningfully, or else you and I sing the hymns, but our heart is not there. Only the Holy Spirit is about to touch our hearts with God's word, so that we may repent, we may be edified, we may be sanctified. But nowadays, many churches trust in the flesh, and many speakers, and they trust in their credentials, their scholarship. They even dare to criticize God's word in their preaching, in their writing. They are not truly filled with the Holy Spirit at all. They are filled with the flesh. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we shall glorify Jesus Christ alone. And we shall magnify God's word as God does. Oh, my dear brethren, whatever we do for the Lord in our church, we can play the hymn, or the organ, or we can play the piano, we can preach, or we can teach, or we can serve God in many areas. May God help you and me to trust in the Holy Spirit, not in ourselves, so that the Holy Spirit will make our worship, our service, also acceptable unto God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the Holy Spirit quickens, and the flesh profits nothing. My dear brethren, God is still seeking the true worshippers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. We thank God that we have true life, Presbyterian Church. True life. Why? Why true life? Because we want to distinguish ourselves from life church, who do not have a high view of God's word, who rejected their foreign pastor, Reverend Dr. Tripitito, who shepherded the church with his love, with his labor, with his sacrifice over 50 years. But thank God that God used Reverend Toh to establish True Life, BBC. So we want to be true believers, true worshippers. So may God help you and me to be true. To be true to the Lord. To be true to God's Word. Do you and I truly believe that this is the Word of God? Personally. Personally. Do you and I truly believe that Jesus Christ is only our Savior? Do you and I truly believe that only the Holy Spirit gives life and our flesh profits nothing? So may God help you and me to make sure that we are born again. And we worship Him in spirit and in truth. With the Lord Jesus Christ and God's Word at the center of our worship. And we depend on the guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus Christ alone, glorify God alone, and to edify one another. May God bless each one of us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may Thou be gracious and merciful unto us. We have heard Thee, we have heard about Thee and Thy Word many times. We have heard about Thy name many times. But are we truly believe in Thee and believe in Thy Word and submit ourselves to Thee and to Thy Word? Are we the true worshippers of Thee? May Thou search our hearts and help us to humble ourselves and if any one of us who are not sure of his or her salvation, may Thy love touch him or her and move his or her heart to open the door to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior. May Thou also help each one of us not only to know Thee and to believe in Thee, but also to submit ourselves to Thee, to submit ourselves to Thy Word. Also help us to acknowledge that the flesh profits nothing, so that we may humbly trust in the Holy Spirit. We have to pray to Thee for help, for guidance, for blessings. Help us to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. Until our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again. We ask Thee with thanksgiving. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.